Elder Terry Heron.
I want to say thank you for the hospitality y'all shown. It's kind of like it's better to go to Disney World any day. And better, that's better to go in Dollywood any much. And if I had to go somewhere, well, anyway, I thank y'all. Thank you for all your hospitality. It's been great. I got one favor to ask of you. Dear brother that got me coming up here, Brother J.E. Griffiths, he's had some health problems here lately. He had surgery Tuesday, and I think he's on the mend, but remember him in your prayers. He would be here if he could. He always loved to come up here. But anyway, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a Savior. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. I believe the potter that done put the shine on the brother that just got through. God bless you, brother. I've been in 1 Peter lately, and I don't see no reason to leave today. I'm in chapter 3. Peter done told us how to live under the authorities in control of our country and how to under kings and all that stuff. And he done told us how to get along with our employer relationship, and he told us how to live as husband and wife. But finally, is where I want to talk about today. Finally, we're going to start reading in verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful and courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over righteousness, and his ears are open unto his prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? That which is good. Heard about the potter, but this once the vessel has been made and shine put on, it's time to follow. We live in a different world now than I grew up in. I don't never remember that going to church was any more out of style than it is now. When I come home, everybody has some association with the church, mama and daddy or grandparents or somebody, but there's people now that don't want to have nothing to do with it. You know, we out there in the world, there's going to be the only Jesus, the only love of God that some people is ever going to see. Mm-hmm. How we live, how we do with what God has given us. He has blessed us. He has given us hope when there wasn't no hope. You know, but a world where we got to be careful what we say. Mm-hmm. In some way. A world where people would rather believe a lie than hear the truth. They want to tell you that there is no absolute truth no more, brother. There is. I got a copy of it. You know, there is. The truth. The truth of God. And it'll stand when the world's on fire. That might be one of the things in the Bible we just always heard, like it's old. But it will stand the test of time. It has stood the test of time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll tell you. I see these people, and I'm trying to be careful. I see these people call themselves apostles and this, that, and other. Somebody said today, if they tell you that they know today Jesus is coming back, run from them. If they call themselves, well, ain't no more apostles. They haven't seen Jesus to be apostles.
That's right.
And I don't think Jesus has been back like yet.
That's
you know,
right.
He's coming. He's coming. You know, be careful what we follow. But we need to be following the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A world where people would sooner believe a lie. You know what I get thinking sometimes? And y'all talking about it a while ago. They said, why y'all glazing up in the stars? He did y'all say Lee will come back in like manner. And I know that ain't quite right, but that's the gist of it. You know, sometimes I come quickly, Jesus. Come on.
That's right.
When I'm standing in the pulpit at our church, I can look out the window and I can see the graveyard, and we got a lot of church members out there, and ain't nobody coming to take their place, just sadly. But I said one morning, I said, "Brothers, if I see them graves start cracking open, and I made a misspoken word. I said, you better hang on." And somebody hollered, "You better turn loose." And I meant just get ready to go. So the dead in Christ shall rise first, then those that are living. Don't want to be hanging on then. Come quickly, Lord. You know, some days you just kind of get a little, you know, homesick.
Yes.
You know that Jesus said, you know, and he was telling this. Now it's an old funeral message, I know. He's telling this before he went to the cross. He said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you." He prepared that place on the cross of Calvary. He's gone, and he said, "Where I am, there you will be also." You go and read. He said, "But my Father is not going to let you just worry about going through the travels of this world by yourself. He's going to send the Comforter." But in that same verse, he says, "And I will never leave you." Boy, we're blessed. We ought to be the happiest people in the world, even though the world is crazy as it is. Now, sometimes we just get kind of homesick, get longing to go home. That's one of the reasons I like to go to church.
Amen.
I like to go and sing songs. You know, somebody asked me the other day, I don't know where I might be at a nursing home, and she said, you know, about this, that, and that. I said, "Well, we don't have entertainment. We don't come to be entertained. We don't have choirs. We don't have, what do y'all do?" And I said, "We sing." I said, "We come together in unison trying to raise a praise and honor and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus
Amen.
Christ. And sometimes I wonder, Lord, I hope it's as pretty as you as it is to me. But to sing about the love of God, to sing about, oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah, what a Savior. Mm-hmm. You know, cast down but not destroyed. A ten-pound thing. Brother in the church, Brother Marty, knows him good. He knows all the tunes. He knows what book they're in and all of that. But also, he listened to the words. Mm-hmm. Don't just get caught up in the tunes. Listen to the words. These brothers that wrote this Bible, this is the inspired Word of God. But God inspired some of them folks to write some songs too. Mm-hmm. You know, they come in useful in our. But that's why I like to go to church. I like to go and be in God's house. I like to. That's what I know. I'm getting older, you know. But that's what I look for from one Sunday to the next is getting to go back to church. We have a little Wednesday night service now. Really informal. Have a Bible study. I can't hardly wait to that. Well, we had a death in our church, and they had the visitation on Wednesday night, so we decided just to cancel. And boy, it seemed like it was 2 months before we got back to church on Sunday. I just love to go to assembly with the saints. Hey, that's why I like to go to meetings like this. That's why I like to go to fellowship. That's why I like to go to association meetings. It ain't all bogged down. I don't want to say that word too many times. Is not bogged down with a bunch of business. Yeah. Ain't nothing really important but singing, praising, and praying, and preaching.
Amen.
And that's what y'all do. That's why I like to come. I mean, y'all have a half a day on Saturday or Friday business. I'd probably just stay down there in South Georgia. But I tell you, I seen a miracle. I'll tell you this right quick. I told Brother Barty, I love to come up there. It's a pretty, thank you, Brother Randall, for the preacher meeting and all that. Boy, that pretty place up there around Boiling Springs here. But you got to drive through Atlanta. Brothers, I got here without driving through Atlanta. I ain't drove a lick. A brother come and deliver. God is good. God is good. Anyway, let's get back. But go to fellowship meeting, go to associate meeting, be filled with the praising and praying and preaching, you know. But you know what I believe, and maybe it's just me, I don't think so, but it may be, you know what the best part of it ain't the fried chicken, you know. And I went one time out there, what's that church out there in Dothan, Little Vine, they had the best fried fish I ever ate. And they told me they host it next time the Gulf Coast. They're going to cook you and fish again. But anyway, that ain't the best part of it either. You know what the best part is? Is being with one another of like-minded people.
Amen.
That we love the Lord, we love our Savior, and all we want to do is try to spend a little time together and lift Him up praise Him, bring all glory to Him. That's why it's so special. Mm-hmm. You know, that ain't going to heaven, but that's the next best thing to it. Because I promise you, the best meeting you ever been to. It don't hold a candle to what God has prepared for us.
Right.
But it's still pretty good right here and
yes,
now.
It is.
You know. Thanks be to God for giving us the truth. You realize what y'all know better than I do. Y'all been more worldly. Y'all been around. Y'all been more places than I've been. This is a long ways from me up here, you know. But Brother Marty been to Hawaii, you know, one time. Oh, I did go to Alaska this year, but I was up anyway. But you know what amazes me? That God looked down and seen an old poor lost sorry sinner, and He loved me enough. To cause me to believe.
Yeah.
There's people that believe in chickens out there. There's people who believe in things you make with hands. I think about the time they bought the Ark of the Covenant in there where that false god was, and he fell off the shelf.
Right.
His arms fell off and all that. Because he was made of man. It's what man can make. I don't want what man can make. What man can make, it ain't going to stand the test of time. But what God has made, it's going to last forever. It's going to last forever. But thanks be to God that He has blessed us to know the truth.
Yes.
And to believe in the true God, the only God, the true and living God. Thanks be to God for giving us that truth. John said in John 8, 31, 32, then said Jesus unto the Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in My word, then are you My disciples. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. There ain't nothing no better. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you know what He said? He said, you are free indeed. You are free indeed. Free. Free from the troubles of this world. Hey, price of eggs may go to $10 a gallon. Diesel fuel may go to 10. It don't matter. There's been up a place fair for each child of grace. We ain't going to be here forever. Where we going, we are. But we ain't going to be. It don't matter. And I have to remind myself this sometimes. I don't watch the news a whole lot. But I have got one of them dumb phones, smart phones. And it dings too much. And I got a bad habit of reading it. But it ain't hardly no. I seen where that brother. Yeah, I seen you both had something on there the other day. Brother Arnold back here. I see different things that's good. I watch them. Here's somebody preach one. This is Brother Jeff preach one. Brother Marty, somebody. But, you know, that don't matter. We ain't. This ain't our home.
That's right.
This is not where we gonna be forever. We're just a passing through.
Right.
We're just a passing through. Don't keep you. You don't have one eye. One eye on God and nothing over here on this world.
Oh, yes.
Be single-eyed.
Amen.
Keep your eye on God.
It's right.
A lot less heartache, lot less trouble. You know, God has begotten us again unto a lively hope. Somebody's done talking about it. That ain't a wishing. That's hoping based on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness and His resurrection from the grave. It said He had victory over the grave. He took the sting of death away, which was sin. But it also said, read on that, but follow Him. And it ain't just, I mean, you know, it's free. But you know, if you take care of me and do things for me, I basically want to do. But God done something to you for us as a child, a believer, child, that no man can do. He gave us hope when there was no hope. He gave us peace when there wasn't no peace. He gave us happiness when there wasn't. Hey, let me tell you, if the last thing you think about before you lay down and close them eyes is the good Lord, I ate something last night. Ain't sure what, but I had some bad dreams. I was glad we got someone to come to church. But you think about it. Be single-eyed.
Yes.
Focus on the Lord.
Yes.
Think about the goodness of God. Think about how great God is. You know, that peace that passes all understanding. Man, I've been trying to help Mama get her ducks in a row. I've decided you're better off or not have nothing. Well, then you ain't got to worry about everybody being happy and everybody.
Yes.
And Mama don't want nobody to know me. She wants me to be the bearer of news after she's gone. And I hope she liable to outlive me. But I want to tell you something. As a child of God, as a child that has been adopted in to the family of God that has been made heirs and joint heirs with Christ. We got an inheritance that is out of this world. Amen. You can't imagine. Amen. It's better than a brand new Chevrolet truck. It's better than a Martin guitar. I mean, it's better than anything that you can think of in this world. It is good. It's good. That's what's waiting on us.
Amen.
You know, that's what I tell folks at nurse home every Tuesday. You know, God ain't through with you. You know how I know? He's still here. He's still got something for you to do. Boy, some of them got the prettiest little ministry there in the nursing home, encouraging people and doing all that, you know. But he's still got something for us to do. He's still got a, you know, I came to J.E. the doctor the other day, and they lined up his surgery and all. And the doctor come out and called him in. And I told him, Doc, look here, man, you got to fix this man up. He's got some more preaching he needs to do. Mm-hmm. They got back in the room. You know what J.E. said? Brother J.E. said, the first thing he said is, I believe in God, and I appreciate what you're doing. But explain to me the difference between soul and spirit. Brother J.E. didn't black eye, big eye. He said, only Jesus can discern that, is what the Bible says.
Yeah.
But anyway, but have that inheritance, have that fellas, brother love, sister love, you know, being adopted into a family. Let's get on with Peter. You know what Brother Peter had to say? We'll try to get this thing around. Verse 8, it says, finally, be ye all one mind. Be one mind. Be, have the mind of Christ. Be united. Well, back at home, when I was a young child, there was two factions of the Primitive Baptist. Can you imagine that? And there was some that was real old progressive over here. One grandparents went to this one. But before I came along, that was the only church there was. And then there was over 1,100 members in the Audubon Hall Association in the early 1900s. You know, and then a few of these little Methodist churches got, they was rural churches. They didn't even meet. They was like us. They didn't even meet every week, you know. But you see what's happened? Men has not been of one mind, not concentrating on thus saith the Lord and worrying about what men thought and what men was doing and jealousy and power and all that. And now we struggle in all crowd. You know, you look here today, you know, undoubtedly preachers need more preaching than everybody else, because, I mean, that's what shows up at these meetings, a bunch of preachers. Anyway, you know, we need to be of one mind. We need to be of one mind and having compassion one to another. We need to love our brethren. We need to love each other. You can't feel that here. There's something wrong with love our brethren. Be full of compassion.
Right.
Be full of, be understanding. My wife says, sometimes you can be the hardest thing in the world, but I don't see a lot of gray area. I see black and white, you know, and sometimes you just need to see it and don't say nothing. And I'd say something, she'd say, you'd been better off if you hadn't said that. I said, well, I told the truth. She said, you ain't got to tell the truth every time. Just don't say nothing. You know, and I could do better on that. But we are to be love our brother. Be compassionate to one another. Understand, I have never walked in your shoes. I don't know what you're going through. You ain't walked in mine. But, you know, that's people walking through all kind of things. Be compassionate. Love one another. Jesus said in John 13, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. He also said over in John 14:15, that ye love to keep my commandments. But if you know, follow his commandments, love one another. In verse 35, he says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. If you love one another, the people will know that you are my disciples, if we love one another. Anyway, 1 Peter 1:22 says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth though through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart and fervently. It's pain. Ain't nothing like brotherly love. It ain't nothing like the brothers and the sisters of the church. And I told Brother Jeff or Brother Marty, one I can't remember now, Brother Jeff this morning, I mean, our church is getting smaller and smaller, it seems like, instead of going the other way. But we're all so close. It's just like, I'm closer to them and my blood family. You know, we see each other more often. We see each other 2 or 3 times a week. You know, if anything happens to anybody, anything happens in the community, we combine it. We come together and try to be the arms of God, try to do what we should do. Anyway, 20 Peter 2:17 says, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Love the brotherhood. God comes first, but we need that love that we have for God should be demonstrated in our love for one another. Our love for one another. Verse 9 says, not rendering evil for evil. That, you know, that childish. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. And some of us are slower growing up than others. You know, but it's childish. Oh, he done me wrong. I'll forgive him, but I ain't going to forget it. I mean, what kind of forgive? It's people mad about things that the people they're mad with don't even remember what they did and don't know that they're mad at them. It ain't bothering the one you're mad at. It's hurting you. It's robbing you of your joy.
That's right.
You know, it's robbing this, that kicking. You know, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterwise blessings, knowing that ye are therefore called, that ye should inherit a blessing. You should inherit a blessing. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. I can't. You want me to be nice to them? You know, don't grow weary in well-doing. I cannot control what any of y'all do. I can't control what my grandchildren do, hardly. You know, they're at the house. I try to make them do as I say. You know, but all I can control is what I do. Now, don't grow weary. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not. Go on, we need to move on pretty fast here. In verse 11, let him eschew evil and do good. Eschew, what does that mean? That wasn't in Brenton County English. You know, but I look it up. And that's deliberately avoiding, abstaining from. Right. Abstaining from. We don't need to be in the same camp with it. We don't need to be. Right. Oh, I've had buddies say, well, I'm going to start fishing with old Jimmy. You know, he drinks real bad, and I'm going to go fishing with him, and I'm going to invite him to come to church with me. Next time I seen him, that brother wasn't going to church. He was drinking beer with Jimmy. You know, be careful. Yeah, it's hard to lift somebody up without letting them drag you down, you know. But love one another, eschew evil, deliberately avoiding evil, seek peace and ensue it. Follow after peace. You know, be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. You know, be the ones that you know. Remember, we are. Remember who we are. I remember when I preferred boy day, daddy, he'd been a good second shifter. We lived on a little old small farm, had a bunch of chickens, had 30,000 layer of chickens. And daddy, especially when I got old enough to go to town by myself, he'd want to work 9:30 on Friday night or 10 o'clock. And he said, hey, I'm going to give you $5. But what he wasn't thinking, he gave me the keys to the truck and he had a gas tank out there that had 250 gallons. So I got to burn some gas that he called on with dad. But, you know, he would tell me, one thing he would tell me, he said, and then daddy probably didn't have enough rules. I wish sometime he'd have had a few more. I might have got one less bump on the head. But he would say, remember who you are now. Well, who are we? If we've been adopted into the family and we're a child of King, it says we've been made ambassadors. We are part of the ministry of reconciliation. We are, and it don't, you know, we say, well, you know, I do right. No, if you do good or bad, it's reflecting on the God that we serve. And we should bring, we ain't here to bring him, make him look bad. We're here to bring honor and glory to him. That's our purpose in everything we do. And how we talk, how we live, how we treat one another. That's the one of the best testimony. We go through hard times just like any bad. We lose loved ones. We get sick. We have family members get sick. But we should deal with it a little different. Because we are not without hope. We've been given hope. We know that this ain't all. You know. Anyway, verse 13. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Let me tell you, y'all all know this. Sometimes we need to be repeated. You know, when you're young, you feel peer pressure, and there's grown men that still fear it. You worry about what this brother thinks and what that brother thinks. That preacher's having a little bit, you know. What's that? If I go over and preach to that church, what's that preacher going to think of me? You know, and that ain't that bad. I mean, I'm stretching a little bit, you know. But remember who you are. Because it don't matter what the world thinks of you. It matters what God, do what's right in the eyes of God. I had a fellow tell me one time, and I don't want to get in politics by no means. He said, you ain't very smart. He said, you need to quit voting your convictions and vote your pocketbook. You know, and I said, well, let me tell you something. I'm going to live with God a whole lot longer than I'm going to live here. And my pocketbook ain't going to matter when I get up there. You know? But, you know, but I want, in closing, we got to go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, just a minute. I'll be through. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I want to be on God's side. I want to be on the winning side. I don't want to be just on God's side on Sunday. I don't want to be on God's side just when I got troubles. I don't want to be, I even at work, before I retired, you know, people would make fun of you, of course. You go to, I mean, back then we was going to church Saturday and Sunday, and we didn't went whenever we get a chance. I still try to go whenever we get a chance. You know, you spent both of your off days going to church. You didn't go hunting. You didn't go fishing. You didn't go to the beach. I'd go anywhere to keep and go to the beach. But anyway, I think I'd do it. You know, yeah. I went to church. I done what I wanted. And they would get in the crowd and they would try to humiliate you a little bit in the crowd. But let mama get sick, or one of the kids get sick, or one of the, they will come seek you out privately. I'm off to one say, go get your crowd, and we'll talk about that. But you don't do that. That ain't what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love them. We're supposed to let the love of God shine through it. And I try to explain to them, bro, if you believe in God and you believe in the power of prayer, you pray good as I can. But they think you might be a little bit closer than them, and they want all the help they can get you. But what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We got just a minute or two. Back up this a little bit to 28. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now that don't mean everything in this world. I mean, when God created Adam and Eve, death wasn't even a thing. Sin, death come by sin, you know. I don't mean cancer necessarily going to be for your, but keep reading and it'll tell you what things.
That's right.
You know, it'll tell you. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. These are the things he's talking about that works to the good of them, you know, for whom he did foreknow. He didn't just do that. For whom he did foreknow. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. The image of his son. That he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And them whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Let me tell you something. There is no conflict between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You see it all right there. God chose them. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary and justified them, and that Holy Spirit is going to come one day and touch your heart and regenerate you, and then you will believe. You'll believe on it, and then that guy says, "I got to quit." But 1:16 of Romans, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." I preached this the other day to some people that wasn't sure. I said, "No, the gospel does not save you." The gospel tells you about Jesus that did save you. And no, we're not ashamed of it. We are to declare it to the world. Let the world know. But love one another. Love these times. Love the love the fellowship. Love just being in. You know, it's to be with people that are not concerned about all the problems of the world and all the things and everything, but just come for one purpose. The same songs. To pray to God. And if y'all pray hard enough, maybe some of these old brothers can preach it to us. I'm glad I had to preach after Gary Harvey. That's intimidating. No, I'm picking at you. But him and Brother Jeff and another, they're so blessed. You know, and we talk about this coming down or coming up. You know, we're all different. We all got different gifts. God called us all. He didn't call but one Gary Harvey. He didn't call one Jeff Winfrey. You know, he didn't call one Lowell Wilkerson. We are to be, he called us because he wanted us to use the gifts that he has given us.
Amen.
And I love y'all and I thank y'all. And I just thank you for letting me come and be with y'all this weekend. Come on, brother.
Amen. Yeah.